You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is a great, great day today. I must tell you that I am beside myself. Hey, hi, good looking. over what's happened in America. Georgia, the Georgia runoff elections happened yesterday, and it kind of became clear this morning that both seats that were up for grabs were taken by Democrats. So the two truly, truly repulsive Republican senators in Georgia, they did not win, okay? That's what should have happened, okay? But it was way too close. Neither one of those people should have gotten more than like 10 votes from their immediate family, okay? But this means that for the first time in a long time, the Democrats will have control of the presidency and the vice presidency and the House of Representatives and the Senate. That's extraordinary and very powerful, because now finally we can really seriously not only undo a lot of the terrible things that Trump did, like that awful Muslim ban, okay, or curing coronavirus instead of making it worse, and also giving people serious money to recover, you know, to help recover from the plague that we just had. So in addition to all that, you know, we can make some serious changes to the government. I would like to see, you know, Space Force dismantled and the $8 billion a year that it is earmarked for it go to, let's say, universal health care or something like that. Or, you know, just solving some of the social issues that we have in America that are just unconscionable. You know, so there are big, big things. It's time for the Democrats to really think big and not be pussies about it, you know. They need to be more like the Republicans in that regard alone, is that they need to think big and act big and just say, fuck being Mr. Nice Guy, okay? We need to get this stuff done. Another glorious outcome of having complete control of the government is that we will have the ability to put competent people into positions of power throughout the administration, and then let the lawsuits and imprisonments begin, okay? Trump and his crime family and all of his associates and all of his enablers will be brought into court and tried for their crimes. And in Trump's case, he's going to go to prison, because the Southern District of New York is coming after him, and he cannot be pardoned to get out of it. Okay, so it's coming. Justice is coming. So it's a glorious day in that regard. Now, that said, Trump today egged on his retarded supporters, you know, to the toothless, unwashed, white rabble of America to march on the Capitol and protest his loss to Biden, okay? So they have made a shambles of American democracy today by storming the Capitol, waving Trump flags, cussing out police officers, attacking police officers, climbing on the Capitol building like monkeys. And it's just disgusting. These people all have mental and emotional problems. And I wish nothing but the very worst. I wish they all got coronavirus and died, okay? Like, that's where I'm at. They were on the news a night ago or whatever, saying we're going to have a civil war. They're basically calling for a civil war. These people have fetishized gun violence and the Confederacy of America during the first Civil War, and they just have this, they don't care about anybody but themselves, you know, and their bloodlust, and they're worthless. They're worthless, disgusting people, and I hate every one of them. And if there's anybody in my audience who's still supporting Trump, I hate you too. Stop listening to me, okay? Go fuck yourself. Anyway, so my sunny day today with all the good news had this dark storm cloud show up on it, and it was the Trump-tards still at it again, you know. So anyway, as far as the site's concerned, I'm sorry it was down for a day or two. I was working on the back end, and I had some IT guys working on it for a day or so. And it's now back up and running full speed again. I apologize. I got lots and lots of messages from people from all around the world saying, "What's wrong with your website?" You know, so... that's comforting that you guys, you know, you're on top of things like that, you know. But I assure you, like, I'm on the website a lot, so I know when it's down, and trust me, I don't sleep when it's down. So I've had a rough couple of days in that regard. What I was trying to do with the website, it's pretty exciting, actually, because I'm trying to create subdomains inside the website domain. So like miniature sites in under the umbrella of fagsworshipalphas.com. The work is not done yet, but the plan is to have I want to create a couple of mini sites for maybe people like Natural Hung Bull, who is now writing on the website. So he can have his own specific place, you know, that people can go to and bookmark and go to that. Also, I'm bringing on an up-and-coming porn star named Just Call Me Henry. And... he's been featured on the website a number of times already, and I adore him. He's an amazing alpha male who is very verbal and has an amazing cock, and he needs a new home where he can get out in front of faggots that can, you know, worship him. So... I'm trying to create that space so he can, you know, post his videos for fans and grow his fan base. So I'm kind of excited about that. I really want that to happen. So it's going to happen. And also, I am working on the retail end of the website with the clothing line is going to be getting launched one way or the other very, very soon. I'm probably going to, I'm not really sure how I'm going to work this yet, but it'll work out one way or the other. So, another part of the subdomain thing is I really would like to create, a place for, the hookup site that I, you know, the Craigslist personal ads kind of thing. I do want to do that. I have a question that maybe I might ask you guys, the audience, and I'm going to probably put it on social media too, across social media. I have an app idea that I would like to implement. Maybe it wouldn't be an app. I don't know. My original thought I was working on this with a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine. But it could be something on the website too. A glory hole locator. You know, I think that's an issue that I would like to solve. There's lots and lots of glory holes going up, and you know, people could advertise their glory holes there, and you know, you could find a local glory hole if you needed relief. You know, so I kind of like that idea too. I don't know if I could maybe implement both the personal ads and the glory hole locator in the same thing. I don't know, but well, what do you think? You just let me know, okay? You guys have no problem expressing yourself, okay? So, what I wanted to really talk about today, and it's just a minor thing, I guess, but I continue to get people who are trying to deny certain things about, you know, the reality of hierarchy and the things that I talk about on the website a lot. I just wanted to clear a couple of things up, okay? First and foremost, straight alpha males are using faggots. They've always used faggots, and they always will use faggots. You know, it may be that going to a glory hole, knowing that there's a guy on the other side of the wall, okay? Or it might be something more possessive, the way Master Nick owns faggots, you know, personal faggots, even though he's straight, you know. It runs the gamut. But it's really happening. I mean, I can't stress this enough. I get this a lot of times from straight alphas who have never used a faggot before sexually. And they'll deny that these straight men are using faggots, or they're denying that they're straight. One of those two things. No, that is not true at all, okay? Straight alpha males and straight males are using faggots for sexual relief. I have served many straight alphas. I know lots of faggots who have also served straight alphas. And I have chronicled lots and lots and lots of straight alphas who are using faggots and owning faggots in some cases. And there's just no way around it. This is just reality, okay? So stop denying it. You're not going to ever make any headway with me about it because I know better, okay? So that is one thing that I wanted to clear up. Another thing that I wanted to clear up, I guess, is about switches, okay? I've gotten a lot of questions recently about switches. And I'll admit that there are people who are switches, at least at some point in their life, okay? In my experience, people will start off as switches just because they're basically keeping their options open, which is fine, you know. If you don't know out of the gate, you know, it's probably better to experiment, you know. I did not have to experiment, okay? I was a faggot from birth, and I knew that even before I really understood sex, I understood that I was a bottom, at least. It's a sub, you know, of some kind. I didn't know what a faggot really was until it was introduced to me rather violently, okay? I don't think that there are lots of I don't think there's a lot of legitimate switches, you know, people who are both bottom and top, okay, or, you know, versatile, I guess is what it's commonly known as. But I don't think there's a lot of legitimate ones. I think there's just some people that are still trying to find out what they want, you know. I think eventually, and this has been my experience, that eventually they kind of settle on one position, you know, in terms of you know, what they really like, you know. And so that's just been my experience. So I wanted to clear that up because I've had some people rather angrily, you know, come at me about thinking that I'm denying that switches exist at all, which I don't deny that. I'm just calling it the way I've experienced it, you know. So another thing I guess I wanted to clear up too is that in terms of cum, first of all, faggots absolutely should be respecting cum, okay? If you're sucking an alpha's dick, you should be swallowing his cum, okay? And if he's fucking you, he should be breeding you, okay? You should take the steps necessary with prep, you know, as a prophylactic, you know, to protect against diseases and take some precaution, you know. But that is your purpose, is to respect a man's cum. And I just kind of wanted to reiterate that because I see way too much material about, you know, featuring faggots not respecting cum properly, and it bothers me. You know, I try actually to, when I post videos on the site, if you'll notice, there's almost no condoms in sight, and the faggots are almost always swallowing, you know, because it's just, that's how it's supposed to be treated, okay? And I guess this probably goes along with what I was saying earlier about straight alphas using faggots. This kind of is a message for straight alphas that if you're not using faggots, you are missing out on part of your alphahood, okay? Obviously, I'm going to be a promoter of all straight men using faggots and owning faggots. I realize that not every straight man is going to do that. But if you're an alpha and you consider yourself to be an alpha, and you're not using faggots sexually, you're missing out on a giant chunk of your alphahood. Because owning and using faggots sexually is the probably the most intense power trip that you're likely to have. You know, to have a male submit to you completely like that is it's unlike any other kind of power trip. And I guess to that end also, and I really, really, you know, I've over the years, I have really come to change my mind about a couple of really key elements. Chastity is definitely one of them, okay? I now am fully 100% on board with, I think all faggots should be in chastity, okay? But rimming, if you're a man, all right, straight, gay, alpha, you know, and you're not getting a faggot to lick your ass, you are missing out. I'm telling you, you are missing out on probably the most direct source of power. I think men have a natural resistance against having their asses licked, but once they do get over that and they try it, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I feel like a king, you know. And I'm telling you right now that that is true, okay? Just try it. I dare you to try it if you haven't tried it. And I know that there are, I know there are straight alphas in my audience that have not tried this. But just try it, and you will see a difference, okay? It's very important, I think. So those are just a few things that I had on the top of my head that I just kind of wanted to clear up. This is a kind of a weird episode. Weird episode number 90 of the Hierarchy Podcast. Can you believe it? 90. What a ride it's been so far, for sure. Well, you can write to me. I've got a couple of questions I've asked you, so I'm looking for responses, so hopefully you'll respond. My email address, of course, is fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, and I'm on Twitter, at HierarchyPcast, and also official_FWA. Both of those accounts are mine on Twitter, and Kick is Normal Submissive. So let me know what you think, and, you know, express yourself. You've got to make him express himself. Hey, 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 hey. Anyway, I will talk to you later, okay? Have a great day. I love you very much. Bye.